bring up anything that you want, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 1-855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. Feel free to utilize that if you have the ability. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. For those of you just tuning in, immigration activists on Friday in Tucson chained themselves to a bus, and maybe more than one bus, I'm not really clear on that, but they chained themselves to at least one bus and to the front doors of a courthouse there, federal courthouse, to prevent people, peaceful people who had not harmed anyone, from being deported. These people were part of a government program, or they're being forced into this government program called Streamline, Operation Streamline, which they say gives immigrants jail sentences before they're deported in hopes of supposedly deterring them from coming back. And, you know, of course, they point out in the story here that 2 million families have been torn apart by the government's war on immigration. And it's just absolutely horrifying what they're doing to people out there who just want to make their lives better. So you're welcome to comment on that. You can also bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. Again, it's kind of gone into just a general conversation about immigration. Of course, a lot of misinformation has come up. The ever-popular claim that we're going to run out of jobs if people come here. Well, no. People have been coming here for a long time. People have been born here, too, and jobs don't ever run out. That's because there's new jobs that need to get created for everybody that's added to the, you know, to the country. As they add in demand, they also add in supply. Let's go back to the phones, though, and continue here. David is in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. David, you barely had a chance to scratch the surface of why you were calling in the last hour before you had to go off on the news. So go ahead with your thoughts.
I actually called about immigration, but you know, I had to touch on that point you made that I thought was funny about the government taxation and how we're just basically consenting to paying these people every time we fill out a tax form every year.
Yep. That's why I've stopped filling out tax forms.
Yeah, we're basically consenting every time we do that. So, but yeah, as far as immigration, this has been an issue for a long time. It's often been swept under the carpet, but really the only leg that the conservatives have to stand on is sovereignty, national sovereignty. We've got cartels coming across the border, kidnapping, terrorizing, murdering, assassinating.
Absolutely.
So,
yep. Now, I would point out
which is because of the war on drugs.
Right. The cartels are created by the war on drugs. The only people that the war on drugs benefits are government bureaucrats and organized criminals.
Yeah, absolutely.
David, thanks for your call tonight. Go ahead. One more thought.
Okay. I was just going to say, you know, it was never like this. We used to ship in criminals from Ireland and Italy during the Civil War. We didn't care. We were bringing them in because they met a purpose. And I would just like to remind you guys, the last time we had immigration talks like this, tons of produce were lost. Migrant workers walked off the fields, and that's when America really realized how much they need these illegal immigrants.
Thank you, David, for your call tonight. Okay. Appreciate hearing from you. You bring up an interesting point, and that is that one of the other objections from the people who are anti-immigration freedom is that they're taking jobs that Americans want. Well, hold on a second. There was a story a few years ago out of Georgia where so Georgia passed one of these very restrictive laws, like Arizona did, to crack down on supposed illegal immigration. And so a lot of the immigrants in Georgia just picked up, they moved somewhere else. Oh, screw this, we're out of here. You know, we're going to go somewhere where we're more appreciated. And so they did. And so there became all of these jobs available on farms all across Georgia.
But nobody wanted them.
Nobody wanted
to go out in the hot sun and pick produce.
Including, what are they called, pensioners?
Mark? No, these were probationers.
Probationers.
They actually wanted to. They actually got to the point that they had to take people who were on probation, threaten them with prison to send them out there, and then like half of them walked off the job before the first day was over.
The rest of them didn't come back the next day.
They couldn't do it. So If you think that these people are stealing Americans' jobs, you are out of your mind.
No doubt about it. Let's continue here. Robert is on the line in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
I think they're going to just take the border right down. Open it right up. Make it part of the United States.
Absolutely. You know, you could fit the whole population of the world in Texas.
Have you ever been to Mexico before, Ian?
I have not, but I hear it's an interesting place.
I've been down, I went down there once, and I was a teenager, and I went down back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go into Mexico, when they say don't drink the water, drink the tequila.
Thanks for the recommendation, Robert. Appreciate the call, man. Let's go to Josh.
Well, I think that Robert might be pointing out that things aren't so great in Mexico versus how they are here in the United States. And I think that that's a true statement. Things aren't so great in Mexico. A lot of it has to do with colonialization and the way their government has been kind of treated as a second-class citizen to this government.
It's probably going to be a different situation, Mark, in Cancun than in other parts of
Indeed,
Mexico.
Indeed, so certainly.
It depends on where you are. Josh is in Oregon listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I was just my opinion on it is I understand these people are just trying to come over to make a better life. But there is legal avenues to do that. They all can get work visas pretty easily.
Why should anyone have to beg a government bureaucrat's permission to make a better life for themselves?
Well, it's not our responsibility as a nation to support the whole world's economy. Is it just because?
Whoa, Mexico slow down a second there. When you say support the whole world's economy, are you talking about welfare?
Well, yeah, basically.
Well, I agree with you. I shouldn't have to support anybody.
We should probably make it more clear and state it again. I don't think you have the right, the responsibility to support anyone, whether you know it's their medical or their food or their education or anything. You're not responsible for that. And what we have in this country is, frankly, a welfare problem, not an immigration problem.
Right, so if there was no welfare, then would you have a problem with people coming here?
No, there wouldn't be the problem there is if we weren't so willing to support the families that come over here so easily. They can
that's the American dream. The American dream is to come here, make a better life for yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly, yourself. Not
so we're on the same page there in that case. What percentage of immigration or immigrants do you think are here to make a better life for themselves on their own versus leech off the system?
I wouldn't want to speculate, but if I had to guess, I would say the vast majority of them are on some form of welfare.
I think that's total speculation, and in my experience, it's nonsense. I mean, every immigrant I've ever met is very hardworking. Yeah, and
there are some very hardworking ones. There are also some very lazy ones that manipulate the
system. Do you think, Josh, that the percentage of immigrants that is on welfare is higher than the percentage of American-borns that are on welfare?
I would say, yeah.
But again, it's pure speculation, right?
I think it is, too, and I think it comes mainly from their socioeconomic position. What you don't find is middle-class Mexican people sneaking across the border. So, therefore, they're finding, you know, I mean, the fact is, if you put out a saucer of milk every morning on your porch step and they get enraged that cats come and drink it, you're a moron, right? I mean, you know, that's the end of that story. So, I mean, the problem here in the United States, I think it's like 50-50, by the way, is the numbers that I've seen on immigrants. And the use of sort of public welfare and that kind of thing, but regardless, the problem is that it's made available.
Yes, it is a problem. Our government. I mean, we can go talk circles about you know our government and the problems they have. But yeah, on one hand, they want them out and shut them down and secure the borders. On the other hand, they got you know all the hands out they could ever need or want waiting for them.
So then we agree then what we should be focusing on is the problem of government-created welfare. Because I don't have a problem with voluntarily helping people. If somebody's hungry on the street, you know, I don't have a problem with charities helping those folks. And I give to the local food kitchen here in the area. So if it's done voluntarily, I have no issue with it. But the government welfare is based on force, and so I do have an issue there. But that's the issue. That's the problem, not people coming here to make a better life. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Your calls and thoughts as we continue with a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Coming up.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS? Money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here on this live Saturday edition of the show. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We have a website. You may visit the site and get interactive there. You actually get to control the content. You go to freetalklive.com. You log in, and you do have to have a Reddit account to participate in the voting process on the site, which is what I'm telling you about here. It's your control. You get to decide what appears on the front page of that site. You submit a news article, blog post, video, whatever you want, submit it to the front page. It gets voted up or down by other listeners of the program, other users of the site,
And then we'll look at that every day before the show and see if there's anything that we think's useful or interesting or worth talking about. And so basically it's our show prep page. Go to freetalklive.com. You can contribute to it, and we sure do appreciate it when you do. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And like the rest of the features on the site, it's free. You don't have to pay some ridiculous fee to take advantage of this. You just go, get signed up. Once you're signed up and signed in, you're good to go from then on.
New rules are being enacted that are forcing banks to make sure that your mortgage fits the U.S. government's standards. Now, you are only allowed to have at this point, or coming soon, I guess, a 43% debt-to-income ratio, which means if you take all the debt you've got, whether that's property taxes, auto payments, house payment, credit cards, student loans, bank loans, you know, that jet ski you got, whatever, you add that all up together, and if that's 43% of your gross monthly income, you're not getting that mortgage. Now, those are the new rules. They're being implemented slowly, bit by bit, and by 2014, they should be fully in place. That means you should get your mortgage now. This information was given to me by Roger Schlesinger over at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and he wants to make sure that you're helped. He and his team of experts will work tirelessly in order to make sure you get the right mortgage for you. Just give them a call, 866-288-0088. Again, it's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
All right, we continue with your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about various aspects of immigration freedom here. Let's go to Joe listening in Suffolk, Virginia, to hey. WNIS. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I got a quick statement. I used to live in San Diego. I've seen my wife and I and other people we knew used to take food, clothing down into Mexico to the poor people down there that lived in cardboard on the side of the mountains. But you wonder why people want to leave that to come into the States, then you would know why.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's not just for you, that's for the listeners. Those people live way below what we even think about living.
Right, and how is one of those people supposed to come up with the money that it would take to go through the process, as some of our earlier
callers
said?
Thousands of dollars.
Right, thousands of dollars, and they can't. And I'll tell you, most of the immigrants, so-called illegal immigrants, and you can call them what you want, like I said before, this is not for you, but for the listeners. Right. Anybody can say what they want about it, but those people just want to make better for their families. And most of them are honest, hardworking people that
absolutely
do jobs, not that what Americans want to do. They will do what Americans don't want to do just to make money.
It's always been my experience. I don't know right. This claim that, oh, there's all these people on welfare. Sure, there's some of them going to take welfare if they can get the welfare. But, of course, that would require them having some sort of, you know, legitimacy inside the system, getting a Social Security number or whatever.
I don't think it actually requires that. But
you know, the people that I've ever met who are immigrants have never been on welfare, to my knowledge.
Right.
They've always been hardworking individuals.
That's what I've always seen. And I just agree with what you guys are saying on that, because I'll tell you, if there are ones that are stealing and robbed, then they're not the poor ones.
Thanks for sharing your story tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you this evening.
I'd like to point out, Joe touched on crime, and I think that this is an important issue when it comes to immigration for people. The American Conservative magazine did an article, and I think it's been about 2 years now, and they compared illegal immigrants, as best they could, to the normal U.S. population, and they found, as far as age groups go, no deviation from illegal immigrants and the white population.
So they're not going to come over here and slaughter your dog or something like that?
Well, somebody may come over here and slaughter your dog, but somebody may slaughter your dog that's from here.
Yeah.
I don't know why it matters whether they're from Chihuahua or Omaha.
Yeah, there's crazy people everywhere, and no amount of government, you know, border enforcement is going to stop bad people from coming here. In
right.
fact, the people who are the bad people, the drug dealers that are violent, for instance, they have an incentive to do their business because the government has made drugs illegal, and so therefore businessmen in America cannot manufacture and distribute these products. Therefore, they are manufactured and distributed by criminals who are willing to behead their competition.
Well, let's not forget about the criminality that's created around immigration. The fact is that there's a huge policing apparatus that goes on one side. Many of those people are taking bribes because that's how it is. You can't outpay the mobs. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, there's these coyotes that are, you know, doing all kinds of horrifying things, taking all kinds of money from people that just want to have a better life for themselves. Wouldn't the American people, wouldn't Detroit, wouldn't places like, you know, Memphis, wouldn't places like this benefit from people who want to work hard? And that's what a good person does. They work hard. They benefit their community. They make a better life for themselves. What's the problem with
every
that?
Every place would benefit from that. Let's go to Zachary listening to WNIS in Virginia Beach. Hey, Zachary.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome,
I'm
sir.
Just curious, what or who is going to be the spark to really ignite this, you know, the R word, that revolution, or you know, you're looking at this middle class, you know, 20, 30, 35-year-old, you know, white, if I can say that on the air, male and female, women and children that are just going to, what is going to be that spark that kind of gets us out of Obamacare, out of this immigration debate, out of this police state that we're kind of shifting into?
Well, what do you want to see? I mean, when you hear the word revolution, what does that paint, what picture does that paint for you?
It just means freedom. I mean, you know, ex-Snowden, ex-9/11, this kind of America that I was taught about to make me a patriot. What is
so you're, when you think of revolution, you think of the end game of, you know, being more free.
But, change.
But I guess what I'm asking you is the revolution is the process to me, not the end.
Revolution is a scary word to me because there are people listening to their radios right now sitting out there polishing their guns ready for a revolution.
Amen.
And that those people with those guns, they got a plan. And whatever that plan is, it isn't freedom. So I don't think that we're going to get from here to freedom by shooting our way. I don't think that we're going to get human freedom. We're going to get peace with guns. They've tried that in the last half of the 20th century and all the way up here into the 21st century. And so far, all the evidence I can see is you can't shoot your way to peace. What I see happening is, frankly, these governments continuing to do what they've continued to do all along, which is, you know, get so big that they fall apart because of their spending, and for people to continue to learn more and more about human freedom. I think we're still in the area of communication, not in the area of revolution.
So are we the anointed ones then? I mean, are we the ones that buy gold, that buy our ammo? Are we going to be sanctified?
Why did you say that on the radio? Thanks for the call. I know you're passionate about these ideas, but you can't say it's the S word. We'll continue here in a few moments with your calls and thoughts. But let's talk more about this revolution thing.
Okay.
I think that's an important subject. 855-450-FREE.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Up what you want here. It's the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's the number brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-3733. You can, of course, join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features on the site, including archives. You can click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you want. They go all the way back to late 2006. All of it's free, so go and enjoy freetalklive.com.
You mentioned SACL CAI. The principal of SACL CAI is Jason Osborne. Jason Osborne has his own podcast. That podcast is called School Sucks Project. And what it is, in fact, is a podcast and a call-in show and YouTube channel and all that internet stuff. And they talk about real education and attempt to deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, parenting techniques, personal growth, better communication strategies. You can check it out at schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about immigration, which just kind of rolled into a new topic, which was revolution. Somebody had called in to discuss this idea of revolution, and he more visualized, you know, the end game of more freedom. That's the idea behind revolution, right? You know, there's a bunch of bloodletting, and then there's more freedom as a result of that. How's that worked so far? Because there's been quite a few revolutions in the past, and we certainly aren't.
I think it's touch and go. I don't think that there's any evidence that revolution necessarily leads to more freedom.
No, it leads to people who take control of the reins of power. And usually the people who take that control are the ones who've been the most successful at killing people.
That's pretty accurate. So I've got to say that I think that we're in an educational process to teach people about human freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And the And frankly, what it is, what we're talking about, what I talk about here all the time is human bondage. I don't think the chattel slavery, that slavery has changed really from the time of the agrarian revolution 9,000 years ago. I guess I shouldn't say it hasn't changed. It's evolved, but it's still slavery. If the United States government claims a portion of my labor, then it's claiming me as its own. When it takes out a treasury note to the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve prints a Federal Reserve note, and a note is a terminology of debt, where does the United States government get the ability to pay that in the future?
They do
have the ability to pay it in the future because they are going to get income taxes. That income tax comes from the labor of individuals.
But they can never pay off the interest on that debt. It's just not possible.
It's not possible to pay it all off. That much is true. But that's a math problem. But they do pay against the debt.
They
take more out. Mm-hmm. And what they pay it with is they pay
your
it
labor.
With your labor.
Mm-hmm.
And when you claim to own someone's labor, you're claiming to own their body. Now, you don't even have to be in the geographic area known as the United States for them to claim your labor. Mm. You can be elsewhere. You could have been born as a dual citizen in another country, and the IRS still claims your labor.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that, but I'm also not okay with using the tool of the state, which is violence, to achieve
by the way,
my end.
This is true for all countries, in my opinion. They all are just essentially organizations that claim people's labor.
They're criminal gangs.
Yes.
They're the new masters of the plantations, and the plantations are now large, and they're called countries.
You could call them serf. You call people serfs. I think it's all
subjects.
Bondage.
How about subjects?
They actually
call you a subject. Listen to a police scanner. Now, they talk about you. You're a subject, not suspect. Subject. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones here and see what you think. Ladies first, Arlene is in Virginia, listening to WNIS in Chesapeake. Hey, Arlene.
Hi, how are you doing?
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
As far as a revolution, I'm all for it, but not revolverlution.
Revolverlution, that's cute. I never heard that one before.
Well,
what do you envision then, I mean, as far as revolution is concerned?
I think revolution is people speaking out what they believe in, use their computers, write their senators. That's revolution, not revolverlution. That never solves anything.
Well, I don't think writing your senators ever solved anything either.
No,
but you might as well tell
them. It's not doing a lot. You're right there. I've tried it several times this month. You can't even get into them.
No, and if you get anything back, it's a form letter, right?
Yeah, it's just letting them know that you're here and you don't like what they're doing.
I'm with you there, at least, Arlene. It doesn't hurt to communicate. I mean, I don't think it hurts, but at the same time, it can really feel like a waste of time. So I guess you could say it hurts from that perspective, in that you could spend your time doing something else. But I agree with what Mark said, that more education for people about freedom is important. But ultimately, I don't think we're going to attain more freedom through begging the people in Washington, D.C. for it. Do you?
Well, I think they all need to be swept out on the street.
Everybody says that every 4 years, but obviously no one really takes it too seriously, right? Because the incumbents keep getting elected.
No, somehow they get in there, and it's because I voted for what went in this time.
I heard you, Arlene. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's
yeah, get my vote. It's the kiss of death.
Toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Let's continue here and go to John, listening to WILM in Wilmington, Delaware. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for having me. Good.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just, first, actually, just on the last topic the lady was speaking about, I think the revolution is underway because, you see, the sentiment has changed in a way, and it's visible where most people are against the Syrian war, you know, when we got kind of the same propaganda. I feel like we're now starting to reject the same old stuff. But I actually wanted to just bring something up on the topic of illegal immigration. I understand, too, you know, they work these jobs, and we should let them do so, and they're looking for a better life. Now, my question would be, though, if we allow them to come here and work for a lower wage, you know, are we just going to accept the fact that they make less and create kind of like an underclass, if you will? Like, are we going to tax them or not? You know, bringing that to the front and center would raise a lot of questions, and it would be a lot. It would be a lot to, you know, are we now going to pay them the same? And now those jobs are no longer, you know, they're no longer providing the benefit that were stated of working jobs that pay less.
Yeah, absolutely. What we're talking about is supply and demand here. Now, as for the government, what quantity of money the government is going to steal from individuals who make very little, you know, that's really a question that the criminals in Washington, D.C. will go after each other over. Generally, if you're making less than what these folks make, they're not going to pay income tax on anyway. If you're asking, are they going to pay gas tax in their cars, you better believe they will. So I guess really what it comes down to is there's only so many lawns that need to be mowed, there's only so many dishes that need to be washed, and there's only so much produce that needs to be picked. And
right,
when,
and exactly. And as right. a society, morally, are we supposed to simply reject them in a way and not provide them any welfare when we do to others? You know, because we would basically be creating an atmosphere of open discrimination.
No, I agree. I think the government welfare program should be ended entirely and allow people who are in need to be taken care of by local communities of charities, people who actually care.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree
now,
with you. There should
not
be
to have a much larger transformation before the immigration, though, can be so relaxed.
Yeah, I can see how you're see what you're saying, that if we decided to do one first over the other, how you're creating
exactly.
a second class of citizens. But here's what I would ask you, is if you're living in a cardboard box in poverty in Chihuahua, would you rather live as a second class citizen in the United States or as a first class homeless
person? I would rather be poor in America than anywhere else.
Right, and that's
absolutely.
I guess what I'm just trying to come up with solutions here.
I don't disagree with you. Yeah, no, it's just I understand the immigration thing, but that's basically my point. How could we, as society stands now, how could we allow them in?
You have to do the right thing, because if you allow people to come in and make a better life for themselves, overall, the majority of the people who are going to come are the ones who are dedicated to the idea of helping their family and making a better life and working hard. That's been my experience with immigration, because if you do the opposite and you say, well, we've still got this welfare program, and until we can get rid of welfare, we need to crack down on the border. And I'm not saying you're saying that, you're just asking questions, but there are people that would say that. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a police state where everybody's got to be carrying around their papers and there's checkpoints and there's mandatory searches of homes and vehicles and things like that. That creeps me out. I'm not willing to go down that road. I'd just rather move towards more freedom regardless of what the consequences are. And I thank you, John, for the call and thoughts. 855.
Great questions.
Free. This is Free Talk Live. More of your calls coming up.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a MoneyPack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, heals bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Don't answer it! How
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You know those other talk shows, they always give you best ofs for the weekend? Well, we do a weekday show as well, and we do live Saturday and Sunday programming. So I don't believe in the whole best of thing. Like, for instance, we just took three – Mark, you and I were not here for the last three shows, the Friday, Thursday, and Wednesday shows this week. We were traveling over to Los Angeles for the talk radio convention, but Free Talk Live continued to be live. We had great co-hosts coming in and – you know, bringing their opinions to the table and bringing their show prep to the table, and they continue to perform live shows. So we are live 7 days a week. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. You can join us on the phones here tonight, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI. You may also connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. And we were talking about revolution. And, of course, whenever people start talking about revolution, inevitably the discussion has to happen about violence. Because usually that's what's implicated when you're talking about revolution. That has sort of been the history of revolution, is they tend to be violent revolutions.
Yes and no. The fact is that the most successful changes in government programs have occurred through civil action in the last half century.
I wouldn't call that revolution, then, because usually revolution is a term that is a massive change to the control structure in any given society.
Well, I could tell you that you know, what happened with the fall of the Soviet Union, that was people just refusing to act, and that was a massive change.
That's true. That's true. No doubt about it. Generally, though, that's what is evoked by the term revolution.
Pulling down the Berlin Wall, you know, there was no shots fired.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Great examples, Mark. I'm with you there. That's just not what I think of when I think of revolution.
I got you.
People firing muskets and things like that. So I don't think that that's a particularly successful way to go about things, because I think that when you use violence, you are using the tool of the state. You're lowering yourself to their level. That's what they do. They use the threat of violence and actual violence to get their way. So when you use violence as your means, you should not be surprised when peace does not result. Now, maybe that wasn't your intention. Maybe your intention was to be the new ruler, in which case using violence completely makes sense. Because if you are the one who wants to be in charge, if you are the one who believes that you should tell others what to do, then it would make sense that you would want to use violence to get your way, because you intend to continue using violence after you manage to seize power. But if you want peace, then violence cannot be the answer. We're going to be talking about that coming up here in about 3 weeks, the end of the month. We're going to be November 1st through the 3rd at Keenvention. Keenvention.info is where you can go to learn more about what is going to be the third convention that you can attend in New Hampshire every single year. There's the Free State Projects Liberty Forum in the wintertime. There's the Free State Projects Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a camping event during the summertime. And now there's Keenvention in the fall, and it's your opportunity to come, and it's going to be a much smaller event. There's probably going to be less than 100 people there. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen in the next 3 weeks with ticket sales? But it's going to be an intimate occasion. It's going to be an event about activism, by activists, for activists, and for people who want to be activists, or people who want to learn about activism. We're going to have only New Hampshire-based activists. New Hampshire Free State Project participants and also New Hampshire natives are going to be our speakers. We're not inviting in any fancy name speakers from elsewhere. We've got people who are really boots on the ground. These are both activists and thinkers, people who are very intelligent, and they do things. They're not just sitting around in some think tank putting out academic papers. These guys are, boots on the ground, civil disobedience, in the legislature, working on legislation. We've got the legislative panel. We've got all kinds of, there's a civil disobedience panel that I just announced today, and I'm very excited to announce that Russell Canning, who was a huge influence on me, his activism, he was one of the earliest movers as part of the Free State Project, like one of the first. He moved to Keene, which is where we live now, and he got, he started doing civil disobedience here that was like unlike anything I'd ever seen before in the Liberty Movement. It just got me so excited. And I'm excited that Russell Canning is going to be not only attending Keenvention, but he will be one of the featured speakers on the civil disobedience panel. So we'll actually get to hear from one of the originals, actually two of the originals, because Lauren Canario, who's also one of the original movers, will be on that very same panel. Damo Freeman from copblock.org, who's also a very experienced civil disobedience activist. But back to the discussion we were having with the violence and the revolution, one of the other things that has been announced recently about Keenvention is that Sunday morning there will be the Peace Roundtable featuring Derek J. Freeman, who is the host of Peace News Now, pretty peace-oriented guy, myself, and Chris Cantwell. So Chris Cantwell will be presenting the side of violence, and Derek J. and I will be taking the side of peace. And it should be an interesting discussion. Of course, we'll have an open mic for the audience to ask questions and get involved as well. So go to keenvention.info. It's $50. Get you in for the entire weekend, and there's going to be a lot going on. So you're not going to want to miss this. And it's a great excuse to come up and check out the activism scene in New Hampshire and meet some of the people that you've only been hearing about heretofore. So again, keenvention.info. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, we've got Nathan. He is in Texas on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Welcome, sir.
When that caller called about revolution, the first thing I thought of was that Claire Wolf quote. I'm sure you both know it by heart.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Okay. America is at that awkward stage. It's too late to work within the system, but too early to shoot the bastards. And that's a Claire Wolf quote from like 15 years ago.
Yeah. And I think that, that's it's accurate. I guess the only people to shoot are criminals that are aggressing against you, right?
Yeah, in the context of the quote?
No, just generally.
Oh, yeah.
Can we just forgive the bastards instead of shooting them? I mean, I get Claire Wolf. I understand her position. I used to feel similarly. But she strikes me as a gun polisher. One of those people that's just waiting for the opportunity to pull a trigger and blast away some bureaucrat.
I don't think so. I think that's a person that's telling people that it is not time to use violence to get what they want.
That's what she's telling them. But she's suggesting that there will be a time in which that could happen.
I think there always is time.
I don't think it's appropriate to use violence.
Ever? Under any circumstance?
I'm getting closer to total pacifism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, what that does is propagate violence.
Well, it seems like what you were saying seems to go against that quote, because if you think back across, say, American history, was there ever a point where, revolution would fix the system, right? I mean, everyone everyone always brings up the Whiskey Rebellion as, I guess, the first real rebellion, and it failed. So, you know, it was a tax on whiskey, and the farmers didn't appreciate that, and they thought that was taxation without representation, and they took up arms. So, you know, it didn't really seem to accomplish anything.
Well, has there been circumstances in American history where people have picked up arms and folks have listened? I don't know. Can't really think of it. I don't know why it's, I guess it doesn't really.
Well, it seems like you're saying the quote doesn't go far enough. You're saying that revolution is never the answer, whereas the Claire Wolf quote always sort of seems to say, like, you know, there's at the beginning you can reform the system, and then at some point, well, that's too late, you have to take up arms, and then that'll fix the system. But it's not, I mean, it sounds like you guys don't agree with that.
Well, I don't know what Mark thinks, but I don't agree with violence as a solution. I think that if you want to change things, you're better off ignoring the system and refusing to cooperate with the system. I think it's a false choice to suggest that you either have to work within or you have to start shooting. I think that there's a third way, and that is non-cooperation and civil disobedience and people just going about their lives and living their lives and clogging the system when they try to come after you.
I think the best thing a person can do is teach people about the ideas of liberty and try to live as free as you can.
Anything else, okay, Nathan?
Yeah, a quick question from Mark. What was that book that you said about, the one that where it talks about Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and tries to argue that Malcolm X was essential to Martin Luther King's movement?
Actually, I'd read that in an article online, and I can't remember the name of the article off the top of my head. But there's also, it also compares the violence that was going on during the revolution in India at the time of Mahatma Gandhi, that somehow that violence pushes the powers that be into the arms of the nonviolent revolutionaries. And, you know, it's an interesting concept.
Hey, Nathan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I was reading an interesting book about Malcolm X when I was in jail, and it was...
For civil disobedience. I wish you'd say that every time, because it sounds like you're a bank robber or something.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, for civil disobedience. But it was a more recent book, and they'd unearthed a lot of information about Malcolm X that didn't exist, you know, previously in previous biographies. And it was absolutely fascinating, especially the part of the story toward the end where he went on his Hajj over in, you know, to Mecca. And that was when he had just a life-changing experience and reversed his racism. He stopped, you know, hating on people because they were different from him. And it wasn't long after that he was killed, unfortunately. But he really had a dynamic change for the very end of his life there that left him completely different person before they took him out, unfortunately. 855, 453. So it would have been very interesting to see what would have happened with Malcolm X had he not been cut down in his prime. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.